Shabbat Shalom. We're in Parsha Nitzvahim, and as we mentioned just a moment ago, Deuteronomy 29, 9 through 30 and 20. Okay, it's really timely as we're entering into Yom Kippur and, you know, the Day of Repentance. Okay, this begins when Moses gathers together all the members of the Jewish people. It's the last time in his life, and he's going to reiterate to them the eternal covenant with Hashem. Moses warns them not to be tempted, you know, by the evil ways of the idolaters, of those people living around them, the other countries. Okay, and he warns them don't rationalize their inappropriate conduct. You're saying, well, you know, the Lord's going to forgive us, you know. For maintaining that kind of a belief leads to destruction and exile. And as we know, they did fall into that, and they were exiled. You know, a lot of bad things happened because they did that. But having that, even having that idea, you know, well, you know, you know, we can do it, you know, and, you know, nothing's going to happen. That's crazy. Okay, how many times have you come across someone who claims to be a believer and they're purposely doing wrong, and when you confront them, they'll say something like, well, we're into grace. We can do anything that we want, you know. How stupid is that? You know, an 8-year-old knows better. 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10 says, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin or worship idols or commit adultery or male prostitutes or practice homosexuality or thieves or greedy people or drunkards or abusers or cheat people, none of these will enter the kingdom of God. So Moses went on to say that though they may sin, and they did, eventually, okay, the Jewish people will repent and turn to the Torah. Actually, what they're going to turn to is Yeshua, when all Israel will be saved. The Lord will usher in the Messianic era, and they'll all return to the land of Israel, you know, and so many wonderful blessings, as we know, will be fulfilled at that time. But, you know, we're in the Messianic era right now. Okay, Yeshua has already come as Savior, and he's very soon going to come again. Any time now, you know, look at the times. And he's eventually going to take over this world, and finally we're going to have real peace. But we have a lot of things to go through up until that time, unfortunately, but hopefully that we may not be here to see the worst of it until we come back with him. Now think about how God was with Israel, okay, and how miraculous this actually was. An entire nation was scattered all over the earth. Okay, there were numerous attempts to wipe them off the face of the globe. You know, Hitler and the Holocaust, all the way through other people trying to get rid of them. And recently, in the last, you know, 40 years, the Islamic attempts to wipe them out. But they're a nation again. You know, a nation that was virtually extinct. You know, gone. Nobody in their right mind would have ever believed that Israel was going to become a nation again. You know, they think, oh, you're crazy. It's never going to happen. But guess what? God has other plans. That alone is a miracle. Okay? So everything's in place for the Jewish people to repent and recognize Yeshua as the Savior. So Moses, okay, he tells the people, don't fear that they're unable to live up to the Torah's expectation, and assures them that the commandments are neither distant or inaccessible. In other words, too hard to do. Okay, a life of Torah was within everybody's reach. Well, yes and no. Okay, you're supposed to strive for that, you know. But if we think about it, how are you going to do this? How are you going to live what the Torah says, or what the Ten Commandments, you know, to make it easier to understand? How are we going to do that? Okay, Yeshua put it in Matthew 22, verse 36 to 40. Someone asked him, "Teacher, what is the most important commandment in the law of Moses?" Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." It's also the first of the ten. Okay, the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Now, when you think on the Ten Commandments, okay, the first four directly relating to God, and the rest are, you know, man to man, okay? So you're thinking about that, okay? The entire law is based on these two commandments. And if you think about it, if you do those two commandments, you're not going to break the other ten. That'd be a good place to say amen. Okay, the portion concludes with an encouraging the people to choose the Torah and life. Choose life, okay, over the alternatives of evil and death. God will always punish evil. He'll chastise those who are his. You're not going to sin and get away with it because God's going to chastise you to turn you back to him. That's the thing of love. Chastisement is love, okay? You chastise your children. Why? Because you don't want him to keep on doing wrong. You want him to do right. But nobody can ever be justified by the law. They never have. They never will be. You're supposed to try to live by those principles, but you're not justified by that. Before Yeshua came, the sins of the people were never actually removed totally. They were just rolled ahead for another year, you know. And especially on Yom Kippur, you know, the once-a-year sacrifice when all the sins of Israel, all the people's sins, they would be rolled ahead for another year, looking forward to the cross and the final sacrifice when Jesus died and paid it all. Salvation is not based on keeping the law. Salvation is based on Yeshua. And you have a choice. The wages of sin, which results in death, or the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Shabbat Shalom.